Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue, welcome to this fall convocation, 2:30. We hope to start right on time, and it should be over before 7, 8 o'clock tonight. No, it'll be done, I'm pretty sure, in less than 2 hours. We certainly hope so. My first task is to register all of your faces on my extremely up-to-date McGill University excellent. We now have all your addresses, and we'll mail you these if you get tired of waiting. Anyway, welcome today. I'm the University Marshal. My name is David Harp, and I'm going to give you a few comments about, particularly for the graduates, and maybe I'll start with that lest I forget it. What you want to do is take your lineup card, which has two halves, split it in half right now and hold it tightly between your fingers. And then when it's your turn to walk the stage, be sure you have both of those. The first one goes to the reader. It goes to a marshal who will be right next to the reader. And the second one will deliver you your degree. If you wind up with a master's degree instead of a PhD, we'll try to rectify that situation. Somehow or other. We have about the same number this afternoon as we had this morning, and it all came off in a very good period, less than 2 hours, but this is the situation because the first 35 or 40 minutes is taken up by some speeches that are highly appropriate, I think, including an honorary degree speech that will be done, plus some awards that will be delivered to candidates for a variety of university achievements. The last people in the ceremony that will come in will be the chair of the board, Kip Cobbett, the chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, and the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. And the chancellor sits in the large chair in the middle, and it's really his ceremony in the sense that he organizes the speeches and comes to the podium numerous times. I will ask you to stand up when the platform party arrives at the gate, which they should any moment now, so that we'll try to start right on time. And then they will all proceed in and then take their places, and he will commence the ceremony after Winston Purdy sings the alma mater. But the other point that I wanted to make about for you graduates is, except for the first person who has to navigate the stage for the first time in the whole group of people, watch what everybody is doing because it will follow accordingly. There'll be three or four people on the left-hand side, one of whom is right by the flags on the left, your left. You'll have your picture taken, so be prepared for that. Then you move to the next stage, which is right up next to the podium, where you will give your card to the reader. If you have a complicated 9-syllable first name and 10-syllable last name, you might want to whisper it gently so that the reader can get hold of this. The reader is an excellent, has done this many times in the university situation. He is Professor Bruce Shore, recently retired from the Faculty of Education, and as far as I can see, and I'm not quite monolingual, he does do accents really quite well. But some of them may be a little mangled, but he will apologize for this, which is a nice style that he has. He actually, this morning, took a moment out to hug his niece as she came just to his point, and he announced who that was. But he won't do that to any of you unless you are, in fact, related to Professor Bruce Shore, which I don't think too many of you will be. So that's the ceremony. The program you can examine in some detail and take a look at it with respect to following along. There is an opportunity for you to sing the alma mater if you have never sung it before, and if you're not a McGill graduate, we are very pleased to have you take part in that. I believe that the platform party has arrived, and I will ask you to rise. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduates, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. This past June, at my grandson's high school graduation ceremony, I listened to an extraordinary speaker give the commencement address. One of the reasons it was so extraordinary was that he had been expelled from that very school many years earlier. He had lacked discipline and was, by all accounts, totally out of control. Yet a few years later, after finishing high school elsewhere, he graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Johns Hopkins University and then went on to the University of Oxford, where he completed a Master of Letters degree in International Relations as a Rhodes Scholar. A second reason that made his talk so special, that he told his high school audience none of the events I've just recounted to you. The only thing his listeners were told when he was introduced was that he was a social entrepreneur and author. I only learned about the details of his early life after I checked his biography on Wikipedia. Now, the message he conveyed to these high school graduates, and the message I would like to leave with you, is that the significance of their graduation that day should be viewed primarily on how well it would ultimately impact on the lives of other people, even more than how it would impact on their own lives. By other people, he meant not only parents, partners, children, but the wider public. So hopefully, when you look back on this special day, you'll be able to say that your experience at McGill was a really positive force, but not only in improving your own quality of life, but more importantly, on the lives of many other people. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, distinguished honorary degree recipient, Mr. Daniel Lamar, our Special Teaching Award winners, Professor Jeffrey Berglerson and Professor Paul Clark, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most important, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all to Place des Arts for this fall convocation. I'm especially pleased to be sharing this day with graduates from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Continuing Studies, Dentistry, Engineering, Management, and Medicine. Graduates, today is a truly momentous moment, day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. As McGill students, you have worked very hard without question, but as challenging as it may be, to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even more challenging to be the family members or closest friends of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to stand, turn towards your guests and family members, and join me in the platform party in expressing our gratitude to your family and friends for supporting you to reach this day. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to arrive at this moment in your life, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. You are not the same person you were when you began your studies at McGill. While here, you will have made lasting friendships and sought knowledge and learned from and with the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, and along with these great freedoms, our responsibilities. The world, too, is a changed place since your first days here, from a global financial crisis, tsunamis and hurricanes, to increased public activism worldwide, to unprecedented acts of volunteerism, community engagement, and philanthropy, and to the extraordinary advances in social media, genomics, nanotechnology, and the increasing knowledge of the many cultures and religions of the world. Clearly, we live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of increasing mobility and connectivity, and at the very same time, an era where the personal touch, the personal connection, is ever more precious, as our Chancellor said. Nous vivons dans un monde complexe, ouvert sur la diversité des sociétés et des cultures, où la mobilité des populations et les échanges entre celles-ci vont toujours croissant. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. You arrive here as students of McGill University today, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater, joining as new members a family of more than 215,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chairman, and in a few moments, our special honorary degree recipient, Monsieur Daniel Lamar. Graduates, today you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Know that you are part of a long tradition of academic excellence and leadership contribution that is expressed through McGill here at home in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift was made when Montreal was a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty at all that this land could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a world-class university, as these have both become. And you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith of our founder, a Scottish-born, mighty multilingual fur trader and merchant who believed, above all else, in the power of education to transform the world. And James McGill was only the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries, the university has made its impact felt in every field of human endeavor. So as you cross the stage, graduates, you will join the ranks of McGill alumni who were Nobel laureates and Rhodes Scholars, Olympic medalists, astronauts and architects, poets and prime ministers, as well, equally noble but less known individuals who have led their lives with quiet dedication to community, work, and family. The history of McGill is thus the history of remarkable individuals, men and women, who each in their own way has pushed for progress, people just like you. And as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. Graduating class, as you leave here later today, know that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. I end with three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today is your day of celebration. Savor every moment. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Provost Anthony Massey to present this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching for the categories of Assistant Professor and full professor, Provost Massey.
Thank you, and good afternoon. McGill University created the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching to recognize commitment and quality of teaching, and to celebrate those who demonstrate these qualities of excellence and commitment to the highest degree. The winners we honor today embody the best in teaching, supervising, advising, mentoring, and inspiring learning in many ways that should carry forward for a lifetime. It is a great honor for me as Provost of McGill University to present at this ceremony the winners in the categories of assistant and full professor. As you see, Professor Bergforsen has joined Professor Monroe Bloom at the center stage, and I'd now like to read the citation in his honor. Jeffrey Bergforsen joined McGill's Department of Mechanical Engineering in 2006, and in a brief 6 years, he has crammed a lot into his teaching and learning at the university. He teaches the core courses of statistics and measurement, laboratory, and thermodynamics at the graduate and undergraduate courses as well in advanced thermodynamics. Although these subjects are theoretically and empirically demanding, Professor Bergforsen has found creative ways to attract the attention and the curiosity of his students. He uses demos, animations, and videos paired with real-world examples to provide the context in which to show the relevance of theory and to both engage and inspire his students. Jeff Bergforsen has invested significant energy in updating the core courses of Statistics and Measurement Laboratory. Based on this, he was asked to chair the Department of Mechanical Engineering's Teaching Laboratories Committee. As chair, he oversaw the complete transformation of all undergraduate labs within the department. He has also served as a member and chair of the Knowledge Infrastructure Program that tackled the much-needed renovations to the teaching, administrative, and research spaces in the McDonald Engineering and in the Workman Building. As a result, the department now boasts a modern, state-of-the-art showcase space for undergraduate laboratories. Professor Bergforsen has also established a highly successful research group that includes a number of undergraduate students. He was recently awarded an NSERC Discovery Accelerator Award that will unquestionably have a positive impact on his research groups as well as on the training that it can provide to all of his students at all levels. In 2008-2009, Jeff Bergforsen's contributions were recognized by the Department of Mechanical Engineering when they named him Professor of the Year. Today's award now broadens that recognition for his achievements and commitment to the university at large. It is indeed well deserved. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure I present to you Professor Jeffrey Bergforsen, this year's winner of the Principal Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of Assistant Professor. Professor Paul Clark. Professor Paul Clark has been in the Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics since 1987 as an assistant associate, and then in 1999 promoted to the rank of full professor. Paul Clark is a leader in education. He has raised the bar as a teacher in his field and enhanced the learning process for all students in pharmacology and therapeutics. He was instrumental in creating and conducting transitional skills workshops for graduate and postdoctoral students, which focus on the appropriate and ethical scientific conduct along with proper data management, mentorship, authorship, and the grant review cycle. He created a large-scale journal club, Drugs, Brain, and Behavior, which brings researchers and trainees within the university together with colleagues from other universities in the city like Concordia and the Université de Montréal. Dr. Clark has also chaired the Graduate Training Committee and the Undergraduate Teaching Committee dedicated to placing new students in laboratories and allowing them to follow their academic careers within the department. Paul Clark enjoys the respect and praise of his colleagues, one of which confessed, hopefully tongue-in-cheek, that at the annual, he has an annual feeling of jealousy upon reading comments from Paul's students. These colleagues went on to say that Paul has an amazing ability to link research and teaching, which is so important in a research university's environment. It is strongly echoed by both current and former students who have written comments and letters of support. Let me read you a few. His unique teaching style and charisma breathed life into lectures. Certain measures that others may consider taking the extra mile, Dr. Clark considers as the norm. And finally, I consider Paul my teacher, my mentor, my confidant, and honestly, my friend, because he has been all of these things and more to so many undergraduate, graduate, medical, and postgraduate students at McGill. I believe there is no better choice for the Principal's Prize in Excellence in Teaching than Paul Clark. Madam Chancellor, it is a great pleasure to present Paul Clark.
Thank you, Provost Massey, and congratulations to these two outstanding faculty award winners. I now invite Principal Monroe Bloom to present Monsieur Daniel Lamar, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
M. Daniel Lamar. Today we honor Monsieur Daniel Lamar for his extraordinary business leadership, innovative spirit, and deep commitment to the well-being of his community, both domestic and global. As president and CEO of Cirque du Soleil, Daniel Lamar leads an organization that is acclaimed worldwide as a Quebec and Canadian icon in the world of art and entertainment. Cirque du Soleil's unique and innovative business model has been widely praised for finding the right balance between pushing the boundaries of modern global entertainment while staying true to its grassroots origins. With Monsieur Lamar at the helm, Cirque du Soleil goes from success to success as its productions amaze and dazzle audiences worldwide. L'aîné de cinq enfants, Monsieur Lamar est né et a grandi à Grand-Mère au Québec. Ici, il s'intéressait très tôt au sport tout autant qu'au théâtre. Excellent joueur de hockey, il est repêché par la Ligue junior majeure et rêve de jouer pour les Canadiens de Montréal. À 16 ans, sa passion pour l'écriture le pousse à travailler comme journaliste débutant au quotidien Le Nouvelliste, puis à Radio-Canada à Ottawa. Monsieur Lamar étudie ensuite à l'Université d'Ottawa, où il obtient un baccalauréat en communication. Monsieur Lamar has earned an impressive reputation working in leadership positions for a number of distinguished media firms, and he has been instrumental in helping the businesses he leads to flourish. Before joining the Cirque du Soleil, he served as president and CEO of TVA Group, Quebec's largest private television broadcaster. During that time, he also served on the boards of McDonald's Restaurants of Canada, the Canadian Association of Broadcasters, and the Montreal Heart Institution Foundation. In 1981, Monsieur Lamar opened and directed the Montreal office of Burson Marsteller, and from 1984 to 1997, he worked with National Public Relations, first as Executive Vice President and Senior Partner, and then ultimately as President. In January 2001, Daniel Lamar came to Cirque du Soleil with enviable credentials as a seasoned strategist, creative thinker, and accomplished communicator. Today, as its president and chief executive officer, he leads an unprecedented entertainment marvel celebrating its 28th year of success. It has 40 shows currently running around the globe. In his leadership role, Monsieur Lamar develops and oversees strategies at both the business development and operational levels, ensuring the Cirque's financial sustainability and the perpetuation of its winning culture and values. Among other exceptional partnerships, he succeeded in reaching artistic agreements with the Beatles, with Michael Jackson's estate, and most recently with Canadian film director James Cameron for the production of the upcoming 3D movie Cirque du Soleil, Worlds Away. He has guided Cirque du Soleil to greatness, helping to make Montreal a cultural mecca in North America. Since moving to Montreal in the early 1980s, Monsieur Lamar has become a strong advocate for Montreal's artistic and commercial strengths. But he sees the Cirque as more than thrilling, financially successful entertainment. To him, it's an agent for change, a way to make the world a better place. In recognition of Monsieur Lamar's exemplary leadership and contributions to the global community, he has received many honors and awards, including an honorary doctorate from the University of Ottawa and the Meritas Tabaret Award for Alumni Achievement, also from the University of Ottawa. Committed to the support of higher education, he is no stranger to McGill's campuses. From 2001 to 2003, he served as a board member of our McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. He guest lectures at the McGill Executive Institute, and he's a supporter of our Goodman Cancer Center. He was honored by the undergraduate students of the Deshotel faculty at the 26th Annual Management Achievement Awards for his outstanding entrepreneurship, corporate social responsibility, and business values. Today, he's joined by his wife, Emmanuelle Dupéré, his daughter, Josiane, ses parents, Gilles et Pauline Lamar, sœurs Odette et frère Alain. With his family, we in the McGill community celebrate this visionary man for his exemplary global business leadership, fine personal character, and commitment to community. It is thus with immense pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon Monsieur Daniel Lamar, our great friend, McGill's University's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Law, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Daniel Lamar to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Lamar.
Chancellor Arnold Stanberg, Principal and Vice Chancellor Heather Monroe Bloom, membres du corps professoral, mesdames et messieurs les finissants et finissantes, membres du personnel, parents et amis. La dernière fois que j'ai porté une cravate, il y a 12 ans, ce n'est pas vraiment dans le protocole du Cirque du Soleil. Mais aujourd'hui, c'est une journée spéciale et par respect pour cette vénérable institution qu'est l'Université McGill, j'ai pensé, et également par respect pour vous, messieurs et mesdames, les finissants et finissantes, que c'était peut-être de mise de faire un petit spécial aujourd'hui. L'honneur que vous me faites me touche beaucoup. Je vous en remercie. Jamais, non jamais, même dans mes rêves les plus fous, j'aurais imaginé recevoir une telle accolade de cette vénérable institution qu'est l'Université McGill. I am deeply touched by the honor bestowed upon me today. Ce doctorat honorifique, je le partage avec tous ceux et celles que j'ai côtoyés et surtout de qui j'ai reçu tellement, que ce soit comme journaliste, communicateur, gestionnaire, entrepreneur, et enfin, comme PDG du Cirque du Soleil. Je veux aussi partager cet honneur avec mes parents, ma conjointe Emmanuel, ma fille Josiane, mon adjointe Louise et tous les membres de ma famille. As I stand before you, I am reminded of how my own professional journey has been so incredibly gratifying. I want to use this opportunity to thank all Cirque du Soleil employees for their great support. There have been days when I have had to pinch myself, sitting in a London hotel room with Bono on my left and Cirque du Soleil founder Guy Laliberté on my right, brainstorming on future projects, or participating in a workshop led by the famous filmmaker James Cameron, or in a tête-à-tête with the Beatles. I could go on and on. Can you just imagine the creativity there was in the room? With Cirque du Soleil, I have visited and worked on every continent, spent time with celebrities and business leaders from around the world in order to realize great projects. Not only have I been extraordinarily lucky in my career, I have also been blessed by good timing and exceptional human encounters, which had a great influence on my fun journey. J'aimerais rappeler aux finissants et finissantes que la formation d'un individu sera toujours une œuvre inachevée. En effet, après avoir accumulé une formation académique très riche, votre apprentissage va se poursuivre avec des expériences professionnelles variées. Vous allez surtout apprendre en côtoyant des collègues et des patrons venant de milieux différents et ayant des expériences différentes. Having had the opportunity to work with many fascinating minds, I have drawn a simple lesson that I would like to share with you today. First and foremost, it's that the people that are the most stimulating, inspiring, and enriching moment when they are working as a team. I believe there are no exceptions to this. Approach your new life as an opportunity to create around you a positive environment. I truly believe that the more you give, the more you receive. The second lesson I have observed is that while many of the people I have met were creative powerhouses, known for their originality and their dreams were actionable. They could be made to come true. For me, that is the mark of real success. A good idea is only good if it is executed. We are unique and powerful in our own right. As we work with people from across the globe, our power is simply enhanced. Our depth and understanding increased. I have the opportunity to work for an international company. I have learned so much by being a citizen of the world. Canada is a great country to welcome people from around the world, and we at Cirque are a good example of that. You are leaving McGill University a different person. You are equipped with leading edge knowledge as well as the tools to ensure a lifetime of learning. You, too, have met your fill of mentors and inspiring people already. It's your turn now to shine and dream big. The globe is your playground. This is your chance to use its human capital to make it a better world. I am often asked if there is a secret for success. It's very simple. It's creativity. As we grow bigger and bolder, we have to work even harder to keep our edge. One of the ways that we do it is for each production to function as a small autonomous unit, removed from corporate concerns. From inception to opening night, our shows gestate in their own bubble. That way, our creators can have total freedom to produce the most innovative possible shows. Si Guy Laliberté a inventé les arts du cirque il y a 28 ans, aujourd'hui nous avons la responsabilité de réinventer le Cirque du Soleil. Nous comptons y arriver en investissant beaucoup en recherche et développement et en travaillant en collaboration avec le milieu universitaire. We work right now in collaboration with 70 universities in North America. We are currently working here at McGill with McGill Research Group to develop a web-based application to enable our casting scouts to have more sophisticated access to talented musicians and singers. Le milieu universitaire est connu et reconnu pour sa transmission de savoir rationnel et scientifique. Mais on lui connaît moins le rôle d'inspiration et de gestation artistique. Pourtant, lorsque le Cirque du Soleil veut franchir de nouveaux horizons créatifs, c'est souvent vers des institutions universitaires qu'il se tourne. Nous avons effectivement contenu des partenariats partout en Amérique du Nord et on est particulièrement fiers de celui que nous avons avec l'Université McGill. I would like to use this event to remind all of us to nurture a good relationship between the university world and the business community. As a graduate of McGill University now, it is your turn to give back to your alma mater. There is much more that I would like, obviously, to share with you today on the importance and rewards of giving back, on social and ecological responsibility, on the place of art and the artists in our society, on the need for strong, common sense values in turbulent times, and on our collective duty to ensure that every single human being on this planet has access to an education. All those preoccupations should remain present when you are going to shape up our new world. En terminant, vous me permettrez bien sûr d'ajouter mes félicitations à tous les diplômés de la promotion 2012 de la faculté et des facultés de l'Université McGill. Chers finissants et finissantes, votre scène est prête. À votre tour de faire vos rencontres et de transformer le monde comme vous l'entendrez. Le monde compte maintenant sur vous. Again, my sincerest thanks to the members of the Board of Governors of McGill University for this amazing honor. I accept it on behalf of the entire Cirque du Soleil family, as they are the fuel that keeps me going and dreaming of a better world. Merci.
Thank you, Dr. Lamar. As I sat there thinking about that extraordinary, those extraordinary comments you made, two things in particular crossed my mind. One, it became quite obvious as to why you were chosen and continue to lead the Cirque du Soleil. I can certainly, listening to those words of wisdom, it's clear they made a very good choice. And secondly, I think every student that passes by this afternoon is going to want your job. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dentistry, Engineering, Management, Medicine, and the School of Continuing Studies for the conferral of degrees, diplomas, and certificates. This is a truly joyous event in the cycle of university life, particularly at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is presented to each student by the dean or delegate of his or her faculty upon leaving the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. Within each faculty, we begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Emeritus Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and for the deans of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2012. Félicitations.
For degrees in the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Alberta Na Eili Arye. Simona Nemes. Bronwyn Leslie Ann Powell. Ajaypal Singh. For the degree of Master of Science, Justina Amisa. Antenne Meshesha Belina. Nadia Brown. Laura Karalampides. Jorge Alonso Diaz Martinez. Paula Alexandra Escobar Jaramillo. Yvette Poch Macias. Venu Garg. Ardit Elena Hurst. Larissa Nadia Marie Jarvis. Abdul Razak Marhaba. Edith Marois. James Lachlan McLean. Fanny Tej Raghav Narayana Purapu. Tyler Palov. Sunitha Penmetsa. Rafaela Maria Pilati de Cavallo. Navneet Singh Ratan. Stephen Jacob Souter. Katarina Simic. Danica Isabel Strait. Palanyapan Thiagarajan. Emma Catherine Watty. Amy Louise Winterhalt. Yekaterina Nikolaevna Yakushina. Sophia Yi. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Thi Haiyan Nguyen. Bingjin Zheng. Ashley Wardell. Sébastien Bouffard. Konstantin Daev. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Josiane Allary. Tanya Brunette. Caroline Danielle Lapierre. Liliane Marguerite Soucy. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Sciences, Arlette Surly Sehanyan. Tanya Hansen. For degrees and diplomas in the School of Continuing Studies, the Diploma in Human Resources Management, Diana Kalatoru. Sanabria. Karina Mirella Villar Sanabria. For the Diploma in Public Relations Management, Caroline Mann Lau. For the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, Valerie Brousseau. Jordana Cherantola. Emily Picardi. Domenica Torre. For the Graduate Certificate in Public Relations Management, Eric Chakron. For the Diploma in Accounting, Moise Guerrier. Elena Lupu. Jing Zeng. For the Diploma in Finance, Kenza Makawi, the American Express Prize in Management and Treasury and Finance, and Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Management and General Management, Husam Georgios. For the Diploma in Management and International Business, Mona Amiri, Resolute Forest Products Prize, and Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Management and Internet Business, Roman Asala. Nathan Hall. For the Diploma in Management and Marketing, Eliza Abbaszadeh Namadi. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Charlie Gordon. Annie Palliser Tulagat. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Melissa Beatriz Ceros. Sharon Goldstone. Louise Lahash. Joanne Lajeunesse. Kim Staples. For the Certificate in Management, Megan Ann Barbara. Faraz Noor Butt. Marie El Azi. Alejandra Paola Pizzorno. Hélène Saint-Pierre. For the Certificate in Public Relations, Octavio Cardenas Sedano. Kahina Hafad, Dean's Honor List. Angela Henestroza Yanez. Christos Hibbert. Reem Malas. Julia Manzo. Malia Umer Moria. Judith Olivares.
Go ahead.
Silvia Alejandra Peralta. Alisa Vassar. Tiffany Buzan Thompson. For the Certificate in Risk Management, Glorie Leblanc. For the Certificate in Translation in French to English, Esverina Sosa Perdomo. Susan Elizabeth Vida.
Congratulations.
Jimmy Bernal. Angela Maria Cayon Navarro. Ingrid Chauvin. Eva Rocio Fernandez Torrijos. Roger Haddad. MD Robul Hassan. Xin Li. Kok Sang Lim. Dominique Loisel. Raquel Sofia Medina Pugarin. Marietta Angelo Mitova Stefanova, Dean's Honor List. Tatiana Erica Sacramento. Salwa Talhan. Lucien Telemac. Nidia Guadalupe Valencia Arano. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English Language and Culture, Musla Nabil Al-Najrani. Nuf Nabil Al-Najrani. Nicole Barbosa Rodriguez. Lolubel Cruz. Omar Janfo Jiao. Okay. Rim El Polki. Gassen Galliani. Merdad Gudarzi. Chingdi Gu. Hiretin Nebi Gudetli. Eric Eugenio Mororo. Almina Nanji Samji. Gloria Elena Ortiz Osuna, Dean's Honor List. Monica Paolone. Alexandre Pavouk. Maria del Rosario Serrano, Dean's Honor List. Rogen Zolpirani. Yun Shan Song. Yin Yin Zhang. For the Certificate of Proficiency, French for Professional Communication, Annie René Bernal, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French, Language and Culture, Yasser Ahmed El Tahir. Kiana Kiai. Marie Lupita Payton. Jane Tian. For degrees in the Faculty of Dentistry, Crystal Noranha. Stephanie Sear. Isabel Fraser. Olga Markarian. Eleni Marco. For degrees in the Faculty of Engineering for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Daniel Alizadeh. Chelikin. Philip Michael Chop. Kaushik Das. Mehrdad Fadeh Kermani. Sayed Amir Faizadfar. Dina Goldbaum. Farshad Habibi. Alexandre Lamoureux. Benoit Hugo Lassalle. Leith. Torsten Leisk. Sanu Mulder. Kevan Ramani. Alireza Sadegh. Peyman Samadi. Thomas Dinkort Strickland. Payam Tehrani. For the degree of Master of Architecture, Bahara Atash. Kevin Chan. Jamie Lynn Cudmore. Manika Azilia Faizi. Victoria Henderson.
Hello, hello. Congratulations, my dear.
The other side.
It's Quebec. I got both sides from my daughter's old friend, Marie-Ève Melinda Lamar. Maxime Leclerc. Valentin Aurien Leclerc Migliore. Vanessa Levesque. Leslie Miranda Pommier. Gonzalo Gabriel Munoz Vera. Nazanin Naini. And Marie Anne May Nguyen. Hanan Nabil Salameh. Matteo Rafael Polanco Giron. Hesamuddin Talebi. Lauren Elizabeth Unzueta. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Adil Ajaja. Christina Marie Bondi. Michelle Gren King Chan. Soham Ghosh. Alireza Haji Ghassem. Wei Huang. Rosen Ivelinov. Kanishka Jayawardene. Adrian Katz. Milad Karatzadeh. Okay. Henry Lee. Shudan Lin. Syed Rashid Mahmoud. Shavik Mukherjee. Bob Mnlemvo Mayemba. Deepa Padmanabhan. Amit Sriram Tendulkar. Weifeng Wang. Zoha Wu. Nan Zhu. Jun Zhang. Lu Zhang. Yuzhen Zhao. For the degree of Master of Science, Jean-Christophe Parisien Lassalle. Mitchell Labois. Yusuf Mahmoud Shah. Gada Zaki. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Rami Filo. Aifei Lu. Cornelio Engel. Robert Stephen Garvin with distinction. Ramaz Ghali. Sivapriya Prem Kumar. Tong Wu. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Bo Feng. Arber Sharif Chelshai for the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in the Electrical Engineering Regular Program. And those who follow. Pavan Kumar Aranki. Rakeen Esfar Zakir. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Daniel Barros. Nicholas Timothy Landry Tolstruck. Lisa Lee with distinction. Samuel Panero. Kim Tetley Gerard, Dean's Honor List. Eric Robert Thibodeau. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Honors Program, Melanie Tetreault-Friend, the British Association Medal, the David E. and Ronnie Shuella Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Chul Hyuk Chung. Doron Feldman. Benjamin Harris. Daniel Fernando Suavita, with distinction. Okay. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Mitchell Regenstrief, Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Sirti. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Guillaume Savard. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, Yubin Saw. In degrees in the Desjardins Faculty of Management, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Sangbom Kang. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Vasily Daniel Koshmarek. Carmen Iliana Maron Lopez. Augustina Mirozzi. Eric Wright Snoddy. Pat Francis Tanner Yellow. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Harry C. Yu. For the degree of Master of Management, Arturo Cardenas Martinez. Siji Ma. For the Graduate Diploma in Public Accountancy, Valérie Berger. For Jean-Philippe Bourget. Courtney Jane Castellino. Solomon Saif Chata. Yafit Habashush. Michael Minkowitz. Guillaume Poitras. Jean-François Poulain. Francis Tétrault-Dupuis. Jérémy Vega. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, William Chen. Eugene Chen. Yuk-Yin Fung. Michelle Lam with distinction. Tanya Nahum with distinction. Wanjin Wu. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Vincent Bilodeau. Karim Eid. Shuya Lee, Dean's Honor List. Emil Elliott Naba. Vanessa Tan. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Netta Abres. Keith Roderick Buchhold. Sumia Zeri. Anna Schiff, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Chow. Alex Coleman. Linglan Feng. Zara Alyssa Glassford. Yuan Michelle Gong. Emily Harris. Camille Hartley, with distinction. Abigail Zara Lederman, with distinction. Zineb Mui, with distinction. Stephanie Elizabeth Taras. Hector Manuel Valdez Martinez. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Emilie Franqueur-Odette. Alexandra Catherine Beatty. Natasha Alexis Cross, with distinction. Claire Kirby Dunn. Julia Kasselberger. Kim Lagagnere, Dean's Honor List. Leah Leduc Berryman, with distinction. Mariko Marita. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Alexandra Ariana Diaz. Mariam Khan. Gabriela Cecile Lia Aranue. Cassia Napier. Degrees in the Faculty of Medicine, degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Gregory Bailharts. Ashley Helena Birch. Sufyan Busetta. Denise Cook. Danny Del Duca. Maria Teresa Ferretti. Casimiro Geralduzzi. Lisanne Grenier. Takrima Hawk. Corinne Jacob. Mansi Pancholi Jain. Therese Leonard. Ying Li. Melissa Mui.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Panayota Papadopoulos. Jill Jessica Ranger.
In Spanish? Yeah, okay.
Carlos de los Angeles Rejon Gonzalez. Abir Wael Saeed.
Amy?
Ami Tsuchida. Christopher James von Roritz. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Farrell Liet Ali. For the degree of Master of Science, Erica Abbey. Murad Mustafa Al-Jifri. Ghislaine Badawi. Nicole Janine Bailey. Avery James Lewis Berman. Mary Jane Bleth. Marie Chevenon. Sein Che.
Young.
Veronica Jill DeYoung. Emily Catherine Dean. Pamela Ann Doran. Nadej Fissemé. Georgina Ariana Freeman. Justine Garner. Shiva Javishkani. Sanjita Kondakar. Vincent Leduc. Crystal Lee. Denise Colleen Lewis. Vanessa Libashi. Andrew Enyang Yu. Ioannis Maklis. Matthew Paris Jones McIntosh. Stephanie Metcalf. Nassim Mojaverian. Molly Moroz. Marwan Unana.
Minjan.
Minglan Pang. Bhavini Bovan Patel. Sabrina Piedimonte. Lancelot Mark Pinto. Sheda Rabipur. Benjamin A. Ralph. Jasmine Michelle Ramcharitar. Andrea Maria Reyes Ayon. Michelle Roseman. Carmine Rossi. Denise Sahin. Anne-Marie Senecal. Derek Sue. All right, Benjamin Talon. Sarah Ann Rachel Tetero. Marina Wozniak. Carrie Weinstein. Afika Yusuf. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Jennifer Odette. Amanda Maria Babin. Genevieve Beauregard Paupre. Emily Brown Tesselin. Elise Bruno. Jessa Price Cottrell. Leah Elizabeth DeGorter. Kristen Robin Emmerzale. Aaron Lindsay Guy. Lori Harboyan. Jingyu Jin. Maya Masuda. Jenna Caitlin Mears. Angelie Kippel Mulligan. Nayiri Tabakian. Anna Louise Van Tynen. For the graduate certificate in assessing driving capabilities, Sylvain Baudouin. Genevieve Lisée. Marie-Claude Rivard. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Benoit Boucher. Amanda DiFlorio. Amanda Dawn Pottage. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Colin Michael Antonio. Elsa Alejandra Arteaga Bernal. Suher Bandiali, with distinction.
I can do that.
Kinga Bekishchuk. Madalena Vasilika Boitar, the Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize and Dean's Honor List. Octavian Ely Boiter. Sylvia Chan, with distinction. Kong Chen. Oksana Shevaleva. Irene Chu. Allison Sarah DeBolster. Amanda Louisa DiLolo. Laura M. Dillman. Diana Dima. Jezabel Erika Dumas. Chloe Jem Duncan. Caroline Dupont. Catherine Fiona Gallagher, with distinction. Angela Itzo. Neji Jean-Charles. Evan Thomas Jolicoeur. Janice Joseph. Udley Joseph. Ashley Carrod. Emily Grace Christensen. Anne Frédéric Laforêt. Mélanie Anne Lalonde. Véronique Larin, with distinction. Olga Laskova, with distinction. Valérie René Lebel. Celia Lombardo, the Lexi L. Fellows Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Brandon Colson Lowther. Zohal Fedri. Trana Ann Lee. Emily Sinley Ma. Okay. Crystal Mahav. Laurence MacBeth. John Aldrin Magtibai. Christiane Martel, with distinction. Marcianne Catherine McMurdo. Annie Mock. Anna Murphy Buskey, Dean's Honor List. Evelyn Willett. Peruzzi. Okay. Stephanie Ann Peruzzi, with distinction. Primack. Anthony James Primack. Caitlin Reed. Eva Enza Maria Romano, with distinction. Chelsea Joan Helene Schwartz. Cynthia Tardivelle. Sarah Elaine Thornton. Michelle Mai Tran. Jessica Elisabeth Tremblay, with distinction. Vincenzina Varacalli, Dean's Honor List. Marie-Christine Vincent. Chuck Sam Wong. Jillian Suzanne Yaraskovich, Dean's Honor List.
Special thanks to Emeritus Professor Bruce Shore, who read out all the names. Thank you, Professor Shore. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. I ask all the graduates to please stand. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask you to please remain standing, and I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem. Professor Purdy.
Land, through bed, through land, in all thy sands. Thank you.